Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It is March 10th, 2017. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was Logan with $88 million. Get Out was number two with $28 million. The Shack was number three with $16 million. The Lego Batman Movie, number four, $11.7 million. And John Wick Chapter 2 rounded out the top five with $4.8 million. New this week, Kong Skull Island, My Scientology Movie, Raw Grave, Personal Shopper, and many more are in limited release. In the news, Alien Covenant is coming out in May, but Ridley Scott says he has another movie already written. Radio Shack has filed for bankruptcy again, 200 more stores are set to close, and funding is coming to upgrade the stores, but according to some reports, it's not a lot of funding. Overboard, the classic Goldie Hawn Kurt Russell vehicle, is getting remade with Anna Faris and Eugenio Derbez. Might be pronouncing that wrong. Don't know the name. Sorry about that. Glenn Howerton and Patton Oswalt will star in a new NBC comedy pilot from Seth Meyers and Lorne Michaels. Semi-coincidentally, Glenn Howerton may not be returning to It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia for its next season, whenever that airs. Star Wars Rebels has been renewed for its fourth season. And Tim Burton is doing a live-action Dumbo with Disney, and Eva Green is in talks to star. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Pop vinyl figures are on sale. Buy four, get a fifth one free, in stock only for a limited time. Check our website for details and availability. In toy news, Toy Fair Australia is going on, and one of the more exciting pieces of news out of that, Transformers Misfire and Slugslinger will be joining the Deluxe Decepticons this fall, as part of Transformers Titans Return. A new Hikari figure this week is classic Captain Phasma from The Force Awakens, and we put up lots of new pre-orders, including the Alien ceramic 16-ounce sticky mug, which you gotta see, the Alien reaction figure carry case with figure, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 Monopoly game, and the Deadpool wood nesting doll set, and lots of other stuff. These are just a few of the items. We put up way too much stuff every week, and I can't even keep track of it all, which is why you need to go to entertainmentearth.com and check out our new products tab. It's worth it. Anyway, that's all I got. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Go see a movie, or don't. It's nice out, depending on where you live. I hear on the East Coast it's a little snowy. Here on the West Coast it's a little 90. So maybe somewhere in the middle it's a bit nicer. But wherever you are, have a nice weekend. See you next time, everybody.